Blog Talk Radio. jump from down from the Yeah, that was Candy Duffler in Strasbourg at St. Denis. And what a fantastic job she does on the alto saxophone. And Dennis doesn't do too bad himself. He hangs in there, but she is the star of the future. I'm talking about Cindy Duffler as a alto saxophone jazz person. She's one of the great ones right now for the present as well as in the future, because, you know, I dwell both in the past, present, and the future. And I think that what I liked about her is she's not a Johnny-come-lately kind of person. She's been out there for a while. Most people don't realize how long she has been out there because she has been doing it for such a long time. And we're going to go on to a real Misty by the Red, what is called the Red, the real group, actually. That's what they're called. Let's give a listen to this outstanding jazz singing group. And they play the Earl Garner written song called The Real Group, M4V.
Thank you.
Misty by the real group M4V, a relatively new group. By the way, this is Getting It Done, and I'm your host, Dr. Walter Dean. For those of you who are out there listening to this great music, I've decided today to do a hodgepodge of a whole bunch of real, very interesting things. We started off with Candy Duffler and Strasbourg, St. Denis. And then we went on just now and we played a little bit of what you might call something called Misty, written by the great Earl Garner. And we're going to move on now and to Bilary La Grande. Isn't she lovely? Thank you. Isn't she lovely? That's what most think about little babies, how beautiful they are. At least that was what Stevie Wonder was thinking about when he wrote this beautiful song. The people you just heard are sort of new on the scene, relatively, and we're going to move on, and let's see who I want to pull down this time. Let's go back and listen to a guitar player, jazz guitarist, who was one of my favorites back in about 20 years ago. He's been gone. He's left us. He's no longer with us. He passed on. But his guitar playing is legendary. I'm speaking of none other than the great Wes Montgomery. Thank you. Was the great Wes Montgomery playing the guitar in a song called Here's That Rainy Day. That was recorded in 1965 in London, England, believe it or not. And Wes left us very, very early in life. He didn't hang around here long. He was gone while he was only in his late 30s. I can remember when I got the news that he had passed on. At that time, I was in Hartford, Connecticut, working in a program called Teacher Corps and at Northwest Jones Elementary School. I was a supervisor there at the time. And it just floored me because he had so much potential. He was just starting to hit stride. And it just blew me away completely. We're going to go on and listen to some singing again. This time we're going to be listening to the great Michael Bublé, who I consider to be one of the top replacements for Frank Sinatra, just like Kurt Elling. I think the two of them are at the top of that ladder. Here's You'll Never Find Michael Bublé and a woman that he will introduce himself.
Huge international star. She sold millions and millions and zillions of records, way more than I have. She's stunning, she's beautiful, she's sweet, she's giving, and she sings so beautifully. Ladies and gentlemen, please, a huge round of applause for my friend and yours, Laura Pudgy.
Everybody. as long as you live. Someone who loves you, treating the earth like I do.
She puts it across. She's real smooth with her stuff. All the facial expressions and everything to accent the various words that she's saying. And of course, Michael Bublé is untouchable as a performer and as a person who can really express himself. You understand every word he's saying. Both of these are the present and the future. And we're going to move on now. I thought it might be good to play a woman that I think is a fantastic singer. And I'm going to let you judge that. This is somebody who I think you will thoroughly enjoy. I know I have, but I'm going to let you tell me who you think it might be, because this woman really is something special.
Hi, baby. The night we met, I often remember. Strangers meeting for the very first time. Now here we are, facing each other.
Stephanie Mills at the Sinbad Summer Jam 4 back in 1998. What a fantastic voice this woman has back that particular time. That was quite a few years ago, almost like 21 years ago. And so Stephanie right now, at that time when she recorded that, she was in her early 20s. So she's in her early 40s right now. So what can I tell you? What a fantastic. Why don't we just listen to another one of her things? Because this woman really puts me in.
All night long, you only need me.
Sounding voice, power, softness, strength, feeling. If we have time, we'll come back to her. There is something I thought of doing today. A lot of people don't really understand that jazz can be found in just about every venue you can consider. And one of the areas that I think that jazz is taken off and people are not paying that much attention to it, it's in the religious field. So what I thought might be nice to do is to play something so you can understand that there is a thing called jazz that's in, it's a religious jazz. One song was written not so long ago, but the singer for this one is Melvin Williams. And you might find it very interesting who wrote this song.
One of my all-time favorite songs.
by the Commodores Atlanta Rich. And today I'd just like to dedicate it to you.
Listen. Oh, man. That's your excuse, man. Thank you.
Melvin Williams singing a Commodores song that was written by one of the leaders of the Commodores, and the song is called Jesus is Love. We don't have that much more time left for the show, but we have about 6 minutes, and I'm trying to think of what might we play that something that everybody here will really get a chance to appreciate. I know that the singers that we had, the female singers, the male and female singers, there's one group, that one person that I haven't played, and the reason why, because it's hard for me to pronounce the name, is Elaine Ellis. And for some strange reason, this is a new singer. Most of the people who are performing on the music that we're doing tonight or today are alive. Elaine Ellis is a heck of a pianist and sings a lot of really Latin music that sounds really cool. Let's give a listen.
Thank you. Thank you.